institutionally or hospital-based.
Did you know that Byers Airport Subaru is the oldest Subaru retailer in the entire country? And we're conveniently located right by the airport. Start your journey today at columbussubaru.com. Byers Auto, driving the next generation of buyers.
It does rise up to about almost 11, about 10.74 going. Right.
It's even higher.
It's higher than that. So what does it mean for people listening to us? Right? Because I also listened and read something which suggests that at least one in three. Mm-hmm. So what are we talking about? What is the prevalence of cardiovascular disease in Ghana?
It's even much higher than we have observed, because what we have is data that has been collected, you know, in specific centers.
Yeah.
And the more the center becomes centralized, like a referral center, mm-hmm. like Kwalibu 37, you see that in those referral centers, the prevalence is much higher, because
right. it's concentrated,
at the end of the day,
pulled into those centers
exactly.
specifically. Okay.
In the general population, what from studies that have been done of the adult population, one out of every three
right.
has hypertension, which
one out of every three Ghanaians,
yes,
right, has
hypertension.
Hypertension,
the single one of the single important risk factors for cardiovascular disease,
right?
You're not even talking about diabetes, we've not even talked about
you have chronically elevated yeah. blood pressure,
exactly.
hypertension, mm. one of the leading causes
yes.
of cardiovascular disease, right?
Yeah,
one in three.
One
right?
Three.
So there are three of us in the studio. Me, I've taken my medicine this morning. Okay. I've excluded you. But I do have many doctors who actually sometimes take out their medication and show me. Listeners, mm. if you're listening, this is serious business. Mm. All right? People die prematurely, right, because of these conditions.
Yeah.
And that's why I've pulled back. I brought it back for your benefit, so that we understand, we inform, and then we transform. Mm. Okay? We're going to be looking at some of the key goal scorers in that league, right? He's mentioned hypertension. I know diabetes is in there. I know obesity is in there, and many of the others. You need to understand these things, because you have them. You have arrived. Why are you fine? Mm. But actually, you are carrying the telltale legendary signs that could lead to your premature death.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So what are the other breakdowns for you know, this whole things that we should know?
Well, for the general population, knowing that these conditions that are lifestyle based
okay.
can predispose you to developing, we want to lump them under non-communicable diseases.
Okay, something you cannot catch from the other person.
Exactly.
Right. Whereas infectious diseases you can catch from somebody.
Yes.
Okay.
The non-communicable diseases, when you look at the statistics that are even there, half of the people who die in the country, that half of that number is from non-communicable diseases.
Okay.
Of which the cardiovascular diseases forms part of them.
Right.
Then with the diabetes, the strokes, the kidney
okay.
conditions. And at the baseline, or when you look at the cause,
mm-hmm.
is lifestyle-based.
Lifestyle-based. These are conscious, voluntary choices you and I make,
mm-hmm.
right? Our behaviors, mm-hmm. our patterns, mm-hmm. lifestyle,
yeah.
are the key, or should I say, the most salient drivers of what we're talking about today.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Right. Captain Amwa, let me ask you. I mean, you meet them at the tail end of this whole
yeah.
stream.
Yes.
Right? Downstream. In critical care.
Yeah.
In intensive care. Right? Obviously, you probably advise us not to get there.
We do.
Right. But how are your numbers at that end? What does it look like?
It looks alarming.
Alarming.
Yes, which I believe we all have to look into. And then just like Doc said, we have to try as much as possible and then live a particular kind of lifestyle so that we don't end up...
These are choices we can choose not to
choices,
make.
These are choices, yes.
Right.
We shouldn't be too comfortable
mm.
in doing certain things, but okay. rather we should try and be conscious or be intentional about ourselves and our well-being.
You shouldn't live by accident.
No. Be intentional about your health.
Deliberate.
Yes. About your health. It's very important.
Very, very important.
Because you wouldn't want to be in the ICU whereby you can't do anything for yourself.
Right.
Yes.
Okay. Now, when I saw your picture, okay, I was told, you know, Doc told me you're coming with him, and I saw a picture. I mean, I kind of like my I miss the heartbeats more.
Yeah.
Right. But you're saying that even if there are nice nurses, I shouldn't come there at all. I should not make it my business to be in that position where my body essentially cannot do anything for itself.
That is it.
That is what you're saying.
That is what we are saying.
Right. Okay.
Meaning is preventable. It's something that we can do something about.
Okay. Now, give us a sense of the kind of statistics. Is it more men, more women? What does it look like at that end? Critical care.
Okay. So, generally, because women are known to be more than men, we get a lot of women coming in that regard.
Okay.
So...
A lot more women.
Women, yeah.
Coming in to critical care.
Yes.
On the basis of cardiovascular accidents.
Diseases. Yes.
Right. And is that a normal typical pattern that if it gets to that end, you see more women? Or?
Well, Doc, you can...
Well, we see both. You know, men, we tend to live riskier lifestyles. So it hits
today,
us.
Today you're not trying for me, Chris.
It hits us.
Right.
Women are much more robust.
Right.
You know, so they tend to hang around longer. So you find them more in the critical care areas. And the men, our lives.
By the time they get there.
We live too risky and we die so quickly.
Right.
You know, and our numbers are going down. So the boy child needs to get protected by living a very responsible, you know.
Okay. Right. WhatsApp is 055-1111-997. And shortly I will activate the phone lines. We're talking about the factors, right? The drivers behind all our cardiovascular public health burden, right? Right. Every beat has a story, right? And essentially it means know your numbers, know everything. Doc is wearing his T-shirt. He never gives me any of them, you know. But he's wearing his T-shirt. But essentially you should know if you are heart healthy. And you should know the behaviors, the lifestyles that you should avoid. We're going to be breaking those down, right? You can share with us your experience, your you know, testimonies. But essentially, no family is untouched by what we're talking about.
Mm-hmm.
No family is untouched, right? So you actually have your own family case studies as I speak, all right? So we want to have this discussion with you. Share your WhatsApp and so on. Somebody is clicking. What? Okay, but WhatsApp is 055-1111-997, and shortly I will activate the phone lines. We're live on Facebook and YouTube. This is Ultimate Health on Joy 99.
Joy 99.7 FM.
Exactly. We're live on Facebook, YouTube, and X. My name is Norte by Nature. I'm here with Wing Commander Dr. Benjamin Tobo. He's a cardiology fellow in training and a medical examiner in, is it aviation medicine?
Yeah, aviation medicine.
El Dosun Dodo. But essentially, he says, don't miss a beat, right? Next to him, I have Captain Anita. Oh, the G one is the one.
Jewubia.
Last night, I was chewing it, I swear, right? Jewubia Amwa, right?
Yes.
A critical care nurse with a critical care unit in the 37 military hospital. You have them at your disposal, right? Send your questions, send your concerns, and then we'll talk about them. Okay. So, Doc, coming back, we say it is a silent killer, right? A silent killer. Mm. I've heard a phrase used which says sitting is as silent a killer. Well, no, the other one is not that silent, but as dangerous a killer as smoking. Mm. Just the sedentary lifestyle.
Yeah.
The fact that you don't move around adequately, often enough.
Mm.
What does that mean? Sitting is a silent killer. Sedentary lifestyle.
Mm. Well, you are seated. You are not exercising. Exercise is one of the things.
My bedroom. I've come to work. My work is sitting. And you're saying that is a silent killer.
Yeah, you need to be physically active.
Okay.
Because physical activity is associated with a good quality of life.
Okay.
And a favorable outcome.
Okay.
So the more physically active you are, 99.7 the more likely that you'll be burning off excess fat that you would have stored otherwise.
Okay.
So sitting is just packing them up. And if you're packing them and not using them,
right,
one day it will pack up till it's full to the brim and then it spills over.
Okay. So we've had dietary changes, right? A dietary shift. We are eating all the wrong things in higher proportions, right? So already we are eating too much of the bad things. And you're saying if we are not exercising, then we are storing them.
Exactly.
We have opened a savings account of trouble, right?
With interest.
And with interest. Mm. All right. I don't want to mention the banks, but yeah. All right. So you are building this thing up.
Mm.
For a period, it is symptom-free. So you feel you're good, you're okay, right? So when we start hearing the cholesterols and things, tell us a bit, what is that whole process that is just a time bomb waiting to happen?
Yeah, cholesterol, you know, the body needs cholesterol.
Joy, okay, 99.7
but
FM.
Like, we're talking about this even before the program started. In life, moderation is key. Things coming in moderate amounts,
okay,
the body handles very well.
Okay.
But you start slamming them in huge quantities into the system,
okay,
the body will just process as much as it can for a certain period.
Okay.
The rest has to be stored somewhere.
Okay.
And if it starts spilling over, what happens is that, like for the cholesterol products, one of the components of the cholesterol, as useful as it is for the body,
okay,
when the body is breaking it down, it becomes very reactive and damages the blood vessel wall.
Okay.
And it keeps getting stored in the vessel, and it causes narrowing of the vessel wall.
Of the vessels.
As the wall bulges into the lumen or the inner space of the vessel itself.
Okay.
So all this while, you may not experience anything.
Right.
You may be thinking that life is as comfortable and hunky-dory as it is until one day that stored damaged area just breaks open. And anytime that happens, it attracts clot formation.
Right.
A clot will form and the clot will suddenly block the vessel. And if it happens in your heart, a heart attack will occur. If it happens in your brain, a stroke.
Right. So, folks, if you're listening, if you've just joined us, we're doing serious business. Even on Sundays, that's what we do. This and every Sunday, 205 Ultimate Health, your ultimate guide to healthy living. Listen, World Heart Day, 29th September, we are still talking. In fact, every day is a hard day. Every day is a health day, right? Okay? They shifted me to Sunday. Okay, I'm doing the business on Sundays. What we're saying here is that this is a time bomb which is already wreaking havoc, right?
Mm.
And it is driven and fueled by our choices, lifestyle behaviors. I think I have somebody who sent something. He said, please, doc, what lifestyle can we do to enhance the longevity of our heart? This is from Ejawusu. Ejawusu, I've been doing Ultimate Health since 2003. And I'm sure there were people doing before me. We know some of them, right? I'll get my doctors to answer, but we know some of them.
Mm.
We know, right? Sometimes when I'm early morning driving up to Ebri, masses of people. Right, I don't know whether it's just the Saturday morning, but we'll get into how much is enough, right? If we say physical activity, what types of things should I be doing, right? Because yeah, okay, and then they hear that they had an event. Why should on crowd here program no nankamia, right? Right. So we're taking it serious. So okay, so we're eating in foods which give us this cholesterol, right? Cholesterol is bad for our system. It ends up clogging the vessels, narrowing them until ultimately, like a gutter, right? There'll be some blockage. If the blockage prevents certain parts of your brain getting blood circulation or blood supply, that is a cardiovascular accident, or it blocks to the extent that that thing bursts.
Mm-hmm.
That's a cardiovascular hemorrhage,
yes,
right? Those are the two main types, or.
Yeah. Blockage or bursting.
Okay. Right. Definitely in the brain.
Yes.
So that is a stroke.
Yes.
Yep.
Yes.
Okay. Now, let's talk about this. I'm trying hard not to bring in Galamsey, right? But it sounds like the same thing. We have a natural system, right? We're supposed to look after it. We're not looking after it, and then we get the downstream effects. Captain Amoa, is that right?
Yes,
so
that's right.
So the people you are seeing in critical care are really the end stage.
Yes.
Please tell me that some of these people walk out of there.
Well, when you get to that stage, it becomes a bit difficult, even though we get good results at times, but most at times it becomes difficult. So with the two that you mentioned, when we get the one that's best, the hemorrhagic ones, that one is a bit tragic.
Right.
Yes, but with the ischemic ones, gradually they can, you know, come out of it. It takes a lot of effort and all that.
Right.
Even that one, it depends on the area of
where the brain. Infarct is, yes.
Joy. If it's a huge area, you are no different from the one with the hemorrhagic one.
Okay.
You know. Yes.
Right. So I should have laid down these positive patterns of behavior.
Yeah.
Did you know that Byers Airport Subaru is the oldest Subaru retailer in the entire country? And we're conveniently located right by the airport. Start your journey today at columbussubaru.com. Byers Auto, driving the next generation of buyers.
Exactly. These positive lifestyle choices, not just because I'm listening to Ultimate Health today, but it should be an integral part of my lifestyle.
Life.
That is being intentional.
Intentional.
Yes.
Which means that even from secondary school, I should have been deliberate about these
things.
Yes.
Everything that you take in and you do.
Right. So if you're saying that one in three Ghanaians, is afflicted by what we're talking about, then, Charlie, all the years I've done Ultimate Health, we haven't scratched the surface.
Not at all.
Why is that so? Are we stubborn? Are we... What is it?
So...
We have a very bad health-seeking behavior.
Yeah.
Okay.
You know, well,
health-seeking as in what? Going to the hospital or having regular checkups? Let's hit it on the nail.
Okay. Yes, going for regular checkups.
Right.
You know, one thing we realize is that probably stems also from not enough education about these health problems that are prevalent. Because the more the person is enlightened about it, the more likely that they will take action to protect their own health.
Okay.
Especially when you are given the downstream effect, knowing that you are living recklessly, and then at the end of the day, when you're supposed to go on retirement and enjoy your retirement in peace, you are spending your pension money
retirement
on medication. Yes, in pieces.
In pieces.
And living a life that is no life at all.
Mm.
You know, you've become like a walking pharmacy agent, more or less.
You're making money for them.
Exactly. Because you have a mini pharmacy at home that you are just pumping into your system just to stay alive, which is no life at all.
Right.
So why don't you live more responsibly?
Okay.
You know, so you can have a very enjoyable retirement age in good health.
Okay. Yeah. You used a very critical word, reckless. Living recklessly, right? Maybe as a man, you were very, very, you know, measured in the way you used it. Let me take Anita and see how she puts it. When you say somebody's living recklessly, what kind of things are we talking about? Is it just diet? Is it alcohol use? What kind of things
so
can we hit on?
It comes in various ways because when we take our health concerns as a matter of fact, what we talk about mostly is your lifestyle modification. What you have to do is make sure that you do not do things that will not be of benefit to the body.
Okay.
That is to say, do not. Just make sure everything that you do is in moderation.
If it was the constitution, these days the lawyers talk a lot.
Yes.
You shall not.
Yes.
You shall not.
Not.
Okay.
So it should be in moderation. So you don't go about eating foods that are so much high in sodium or salt.
Okay.
It's so much. It's going to affect your heart one way or the other.
Okay.
And then foods that are so rich in fat.
Okay.
And then processed foods.
Mm-hmm.
we know, or let me say junk foods, we know they are quick and easy to get and grab and eat.
Okay. Tasty.
And tasty.
Tasty, and it will be delivered.
Yes, and it will be delivered. And that is the problem. It's so fast. I mean, you don't want to stand long hours preparing your meal.
Hmm.
But when you just microwave this and here and there, you get it, and then you just grab it, and on you go. But that is where the problem is.
Right.
We do all this and we still sit. We don't even exercise.
Right.
Just take 30 minutes out of the whole 24 hours,
okay,
and do some form of exercise.
Right.
Just make sure you have sweat enough,
right,
so that you can burn some sort of fat from the body.
Okay.
So don't be reckless in your food. Don't be reckless in your exercises,
right,
that you do. Don't be reckless in the way that you do. You manage your stress.
Mm-hmm.
Meaning you don't get too stressed. Try to manage your stress levels,
okay,
so that it doesn't escalate and then cause issues for you.
Right. If you just joined us, this is Ultimate Health on Joy 99.7 FM. Yeah, we're in serious mood. Eh? We want to break some patterns of behavior. We want to invest in behavior change communication.
Yeah.
These days we have informatics, we have the social media, everything is like this month, everybody's pink. Everybody is pink.
Yeah.
But if I look at the statistics, we're not changing that much.
Mm.
We're not. Okay? We want to identify breast cancer early, all right? But there are certain things that even after identification, hey, we've got to watch it, right? If you have any questions, concerns, WhatsApp is 055-111-997. I'm going to activate the phone lines early, huh? Okay? 0302216541. Ultimate Health on Joy 99.7 FM with me, Norte by Nature, in the company of serious specialized officers from 37, and not the ones who give the ear, nose, and throat slap. Okay, that is ENT slap, and it covers your ear, your cheek, and your throat. cardiology fellow in training, Wing Commander Dr. Benjamin Tobo, and today I have the honor of meeting Captain Anita
Jaubia
Amoa. I won't forget the Jaubia ever again. You have them at your fingertips through the number 030-221-6541. Ultimate Health on Joy 99.7 FM. This one says, good afternoon, Norte by Nature. I am scared because we are doing more exercise. Uba. But still, the rate at which people are dying because this sickness is too much. Could it be because our foods are contaminated or because of our lifestyle? Gable K. Danso in AKA Otiga in Dawenya, right? Okay. Probably wants to say, well, we galamse, but please, some of the processed foods are, in essence, they are contaminated. Right, the warnings are there, the food labeling is there.
Yeah.
You can buy a drink that tells you that it is constituted of 6, 10, 15% sugar.
Mm.
You bought it,
yes,
okay. So, yes, galamse is there, but please, there are things we are buying fast, and it's trouble. Hi, Norte, great work. There's this concept that okay, I gotta scroll down. There's this concept that so far as you are slim and not getting fat, you are okay and do not need exercise.
Mm.
And some people, no matter what they eat, remain slim. Is it true they are healthy and don't need exercise? So we are chingilingi.
Mm.
Eh? We are these are also cultural, right?
Mm. Yeah.
We believe certain things. Mm. And even if you become obolo, we think it's a measure of well-being.
Mm-hmm.
You have arrived. So, yeah. Doc, respond to this.
I used to have that kind of
because you are slim
mindset. Yeah, I used to have that kind of mindset until my final year in medical school, where we were to spend 2 weeks in the mortuary, you know, pathology, with the pathologists performing autopsies.
Mm-hmm.
And one of the on the same, just one single day, was a man who was about
Hollywood mortuary.
Yes,
Chai.
He was built just like me,
mm-hmm,
and his blood vessels were clogged. It was as if somebody had taken, literally,
right,
margarine and plastered them through his blood vessels like that. And there was another woman who had also died from some other cause, and her vessels were clean like a baby's. And she was obese. You know, And it quickly changed my mindset concerning these slim people do not have cholesterol issues.
It took you to go into the morgue.
Yeah.
And get the pink sheet proper.
In fact, it was a wake-up call for me, you know. And having cholesterol issues, there are other factors at play, like running through families and the like.
Family history.
But the bottom line, if you increase your activity level in terms of exercising regularly,
you're burning some of them off.
Burning some off.
But you definitely need to reduce the intake.
Exactly.
All right.
And you're not taking in a lot of these processed carbohydrates, these high salts and other things that, or you focus on diets that are very vegetable rich, right. You know, and so that you minimize the junk intake and maximize on those that will actually help to protect your body and help your immune system go mopping around and dealing with all the troublesome systems, you know. Then at least you know that you are putting yourself in a position where the risk of dying from cardiovascular disease is dropping lower and lower and lower.
For you.
For you.
For you.
Exactly.
Right. The overall national statistic might be hovering around the same place, but you are one, as I tell my students, you have one index number.
Yeah.
All right?
Yeah.
So when the exam results come, you're looking at yours.
Exactly.
Right? So you need to lower your vulnerability as much as possible.
Possible.
Yes.
Right? And then the part that you've left to God, you've left to God.
No, I can't do anything about it.
Right? So he is there for everybody.
Exactly.
You must minimize yours as much as possible. Mm-hmm. Okay. Phone line 030-221-6541. We're talking about, you know, understanding the importance of your heart health, which is a critical determinator indicator for overall health as well. Right? Mm-hmm. And we want you to join the discussion, okay? Whichever case, we will still give, we'll gazette the results and we'll give it to you, right? It's very, very serious stuff. But let's talk a bit about, so what about somebody who has had the incidents we are talking about, or has had a stroke, or has high cholesterol, and so on and so forth? What's the message for these people, right? Okay, my cholesterol is high, small, and the annoying part is that there's good cholesterol, right?
Yeah.
Right. It annoys me, but so there's CHD, or what is it, CH something, and then there's this, and so on. But what is the message for people who are already showing some of these signs that we're talking about?
Well, they have been affected already.
Okay.
So it's like you are in the boat. But I mean that you can steer the boat towards a very safe part of the water, and not the part that will lead to stormy. You know, waters.
So there are still interventions you can undertake even though you have been afflicted.
Exactly.
Right.
Because something happened and caused you to fall into that situation.
Okay.
So we have to minimize those risk factors further.
Okay.
Some will be lifestyle based, some will be medication based.
Mm-hmm.
And some will be based on you getting to know more about your condition.
Okay.
And how to help to improve your overall lot.
You need that knowledge to help yourself.
Exactly.
Right.
You know, so the lifestyle based ones, like Anita said, you know, you have to make sure that you try and live a healthy lifestyle in terms of what you take in, your activity level,
right.
And other recreational activities that are harmful, you know. Smoking is one.
Is it helpful when we call it recreation? Because Charlie, it's serious business.
Well, for those who partake in it,
but Charlie, it is serious business.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. When we say recreation, I can't, you know, it's discretionary, right? But I think if we're doing behavior change communication, we must really make it serious. That these are the things. You go to the UK and other places, because of the weather. But you are paying to go into a gym. You are paying to go into a sports center, right?
Yes.
To exercise.
Yes.
And it's part of your community, right? But here, it's a fancy thing that somebody set up private. So AMA is never going to set up a gym for us, right? Yeah. So I think that the messaging must change, right?
There must be
a gym, okay? So you look at the children's park. What is there, right?
Zero.
Okay. Zero. right? We have spaces in this, let's say, capital, in Kumasi and other places that we have sold out, mm-hmm. right? Mm-hmm. Why should people have to go all the way to the Bri... what is it? It's not Kwame Ayi. What's that place? Ayi Mensa. To walk. And it's not even safe. I've heard stories of people who have died, being hit by car. Yeah. Right? But we have spaces in the country.
That means at the higher policy levels, when planning out communities...
So our planning is whack. Right? Yeah. Ghana Health Service. You see, these are things we should be talking about. City planners and so on and so forth. Why are we selling all the spaces? Right? So it ties into not missing a beat.
Mm-hmm.
Because then it shows you that your country is actually serious about spaces. Right?
Mm-hmm.
So you go to other countries, there are spaces, you walk. Right? And it gives that message. Okay. So that's one thing. Right? Mm-hmm. We must exercise adequately.
Yeah.
Yes.
Okay? And it may not need to be in a gym.
Mm-hmm.
Right? I tell people, you walk around briskly. When I do training, I tell them that brisk enough to exercise the organs.
Yes.
Right? But light enough for you to continue doing, to sustain it.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
If it is higher than that, then you do it once, twice, then you stop.
Exactly.
Right? Brisk enough to exercise your heart, your lungs, and so on, but light enough for you to continue doing it.
Exactly.
So, for example, if you're walking, you wake up a little sweat, but you can still talk.
Yes.
So, I'm talking to you, but I'm not struggling to talk.
Mm-hmm.
Right? If I'm struggling to talk, it's a bit
beyond.
Too much. Right? But I've got the sweat, I can still talk, I'm doing enough, and then I need to make sure that is regular. For you,
yes,
right, okay.
Mm.
So that's exercise,
yes,
exercise.
And that is one part.
Okay,
and you're already in the soup, so rehabilitating you also involve giving medications,
okay.
which you need to adhere to.
Okay,
like cholesterol medications, okay. like this. Within a few days to a month, they mm. can drop your cholesterol nicely to mm. a good level.
Okay,
but that is just part of the story. When you look at what we call time to benefit.
Yeah.
For those medications,
mm.
it takes up to about 3 years before you actually see the benefits of cholesterol lowering medications.
Okay.
So taking it and having your cholesterol drop nicely to normal within a month, it's no reason to stop taking it.
You're talking about a journey and not a destination.
Mm. Exactly.
Right?
Yeah.
Mafa, 2 years, mihunshi, chale, then you stop.
Mm.
You're saying that it will take long-term adherence and compliance
exactly.
yes.
for you to get sustainable and meaningful results.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So it's not easy.
It's not easy. It's discipline.
Exactly.
It is discipline.
Because look at anti-malarials.
Eh?
3 days anti-malarials. We're not talking
an infection here. We're talking about non-communicable disorder.
Exactly.
And you got to be committed to the cause. All right. Are you doctors and nurses? Are you telling people this? Because some say, one shada and can't say me a hypertensive. Or say, a brusua, na ma fakakra. Are we communicating in the right way?
We get that a lot, especially with this current screening that we had at Tech 7. A lot of people are non-compliant because they come in and then they say that, well, I'm not so sure, but they gave me 1 week medications and that's it.
Okay.
But I don't think that is what we do.
Okay.
But what we do is that when you come and we check and we realize your BPs or you are hypertensive, we give you the medications for a period of time.
Right.
You are supposed to return back to the hospital.
For a review.
For a review and further testing.
Right.
That is what we keep doing. But that is what our clients don't do.
That's where they default.
They default the retesting and rechecking. And then they become a bit comfortable because they realize they are checking every day and it is low.
Mm-hmm.
To them, it's okay.
All right.
So instead of they coming back to us, giving us feedback that this is where we are, and this is what they can even say they have stopped taking the medications because right. continually it's been low.
Okay.
So they are okay, but that is where they miss the point.
Is there a point, Captain? I salute as I interrupt.
Okay. So,
but is there a point where you should be or you should expect to be taking off medication? Because the profile we've given,
yeah.
right, are you supposed to take this for life, or is there a point an attainment point where you'll be taken off.
So these are totally dependent on the person or the client.
Case per case.
Yes, because if you come and we are checking, it's not only about the medications. It's not only about checking your blood pressure. We are doing series of investigations.
Okay.
We are doing series of investigations.
We are checking other systems.
Other system to see. So right. Don't think you check your blood pressure, it's low, so you are okay.
Your
no.
Your blood pressure is one indicator. One measure.
That is it. Just okay. One.
There your, are your series, sugar may be elsewhere.
There are series of other investigations that right. We need to do before we can tell you to hold okay. Or take it alternatively.
Okay.
You understand? Right. So you can't just say you are okay and then you stop taking it.
Okay.
People also go about, they keep buying their medications monthly by month, mm-hmm. And then they don't come back to us for...
Because they know the name.
They know it. They pick their boxes and they go to the pharmacy shop and then get their medications.
That's not good.
6 months, 1 year, they have not been to the hospital.
Okay.
They keep taking their medication. Sure. We wouldn't be able to track your progress.
Okay.
It will be difficult. So we need to see you. We need to get a feedback from you.
Let's say...
I salute. Yes, Wing Commander, I stand. Yeah.
Let's say for hypertension...
I'm sorry, I have a caller on the line.
Okay.
It's still on the... Hello? Hello?
Noti.
Yes, hi. Oti.
Good afternoon.
Good afternoon. How are you, my brother?
Fine. It's a long time.
Long time. Share with us quickly.
Yeah, I want to. It's really sad that what is going on in this country, hypertension is killing people a lot. But I'm trying to tell the doctors that they should make like, if they are the authority in medicine, they should make it like the lifestyle of this nation. They should concern about it a lot. Because how you say that people are not going to work and stuff like that? Now, I've come to this place, I'm at my mind. There's no recreation center. A park we see, they're like a Sephora park. Nothing has been done. Mm-hmm. We have a family man who has an MP. We don't care about how the good park, but we can go evening and sit down in Saturday evening or Friday evening.
Right.
Go, sit down there and relax and have the good air. We don't care about, we are just selling our land. All the land are selling. We don't care about the Ghanaians, how long they are living.
Even the land they sell, we don't know where the money goes. I can assure you, all those buildings alongside the motorway and other places, they were the motorway buffer zone, right? They've all been sold. All those, your underpass and all those things, please.
Stand up and tell government that this nation, we need help with them.
Okay.
Because how do we know people are dying? We don't care.
Okay. Well made.
We should have the stand that we should reduce the dying of the people.
Thank you.
God bless you.
All right. Bye-bye. Palpitation frequencies, what causes it and how can one prevent it? This is from Dede in Maryland.
Okay.
Are those the arrhythmias or what?
Yeah. So before we need to find out what is causing the palpitations.
Okay.
So you'll be screened, you check your blood pressure, we'll do an ECG, which is like and the electrical activity of the heart, which is captured onto paper.
Mm-hmm.
If it doesn't show anything, that doesn't mean that it may not be a problem with your heart rhythm. There are further tests that can be done where a machine can be fixed on you.
All right.
And you take it home.
And
it just keeps monitoring your heartbeat. And then when you have the palpitations, you note the times that those occur.
Okay.
So that when the data from that machine is... correlated with the times that you had it.
Okay.
At least then we look and see, okay.
So it must be properly monitored, investigated.
Yes.
And so once compared we find other things that are happening in your body.
Exactly.
Yes. Okay.
So once we find what exactly is causing it, then we can target it to ease your
great. Many work. Patients feel when we're doing a lot of investigations, we are wasting their time. We don't really know what we're doing. Please, you're hearing this. Monitoring, investigation, sometimes
yes.
Imaging, and
yes.
Many other things are very, very critical. All right. It seems elevated levels of insulin is implicated in a lot of issues, including cardiovascular health, from most literature. So I reckon sugar consumption seems to be a big issue. This is from Selassie Njolu. Your comments.
Elevated.
Insulin.
Insulin, when it is high, it helps your body to pick up the sugars in your bloodstream, mm-hmm. So it will rather put you in danger
if it is elevated. Yeah, manage, right?
Uh-huh. Yes.
So if it's high, then your management is in question. Yeah?
if maybe I don't know, maybe what he's in, like, elevated need to like the need to inject elevated doses of insulin or something.
Okay, right.
The question is not so
okay.
clear.
It seems yeah. it seems elevated levels of insulin is implicated, right? Yeah. I think the person wants to hit sugar intake,
yeah,
but has gone on the other side to insulin.
Yeah, right? Insulin rather brings the sugar down.
Right.
Down, yeah.
Okay, uh-huh. Right. So that's the... Selassie, I hope you understand, okay? Insulin is your response to the sugar intake.
Exactly.
Right? If that response is compromised...
Doesn't care, then the sugar keeps shooting up.
Yeah, okay. All right. Okay. This one says, hi, Norte. Is 15 to 30 minutes of daily workout at home sufficient, or must I necessarily go out for a walk or to the gym?
Well, like you said mm-hmm. earlier, that workout must stimulate your heart mm-hmm. into beating, you know, yeah. significantly, and force you also to sweat.
Mm-hmm.
You'll feel breathless, but that breathlessness should not make you feel uncomfortable.
Yeah.
So that you are not pushing yourself to become an Olympic athlete
within sustainable limits.
Yes. Exactly.
Okay? Something you can sustain and therefore becomes an integrated part of your life.
Yes.
Okay?
Perfect.
Some people walk around their compound at home.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
And they do that 3 times, 4 times a week.
And they achieve
results. And they achieve some good results.
Yes.
Depending
exactly.
on their body issues and many
yes.
other things.
Yes.
Okay? I stopped playing tennis. In fact, last Thursday I was supposed to go and I realized I couldn't find the racket. That's how bad it has become because of various changes,
yes.
right? So if you have something you can do on a routine, regular basis, then, like Doc mentioned, like with the medication, you are likely to yield the results over time.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Not the 2 weeks that you went because of some girl in the gym or in aerobics.
Yeah.
Okay? Right. Yes, that's why they go. GLP-1, they did what? GLP-1 meds such as Ozempic, Mounjaro are touted as great for diabetes and weight loss, and directly doing fantastic for health, heart health, and other ailments. What's their take on it?
Yeah, those, you know, initially they were brought in to manage those chronic non-communicable diseases,
mm-hmm.
but as they have been used, studies have shown that they have extended effects,
okay.
you know, on the cardiovascular system
okay.
in some people, to the extent that initially their initial indication
mm-hmm.
as like for managing diabetes
right.
is gone beyond that
okay.
into managing other lifestyle conditions like weight loss, even though it's off-label in a lot of places. And some have actually migrated into the area of heart failure management.
Okay.
It was initially a diabetes medicine.
And those
but
are
now
scientifically
it's like the magic pill.
Yeah.
So is it working or
oh,
is it
yes.
a problem? It's working.
Yes.
The scientific data to back what Dede has shared.
Oh, yes.
Okay.
Oh, yes.
Right.
So,
but
so
these are prescription only.
Yeah, they have prescription.
It's not
only.
You see, the problem I have is that people hear these things
and they rush.
They go and buy.
Yes.
They are not managed by any qualified physician.
Yeah.
That's what the
or prescriber.
Is.
That
and
is it.
That is the wholesale thing.
Mm-hmm. That is
so
it.
Did it you shared it, it's on point, but mm-hmm. it is backed by what is happening in your body and by that professional monitoring that is required.
Yes.
Okay. Great stuff. All right. Ziggy is doing things that are elevating my blood pressure here. I'm just trying to clear. This one says, what about sex? It makes the heart and then the person has stopped typing. Yes, I wanna. Sex, doctor. It makes the heart type in answer.
Well, sex is
sex and heart health.
It's a form of exercise.
It's a form of exercise.
Yeah,
yes.
it must be a vigorous, you know.
Yeah.
You know, you can't be the passive partner in the sexual intercourse.
Who are you talking to? Shayu.
The poster. Whoever said that.
The person stopped that. He said, what about sex?
Yes.
Question mark. It makes the heart. And then the
grow fonder.
So what we're saying is that sex is a form of physical activity.
Yes. Exactly.
Of course, it involves other things. Mm-hmm. Of course, it involves responsibility, mm-hmm, and many other things. But you're saying if you're doing it right,
yeah,
then it should be incremental to your heart health.
Yeah.
All right?
Mm-hmm. Yes.
So if I'm on my antihypertensives, eh, mm-hmm, some of them change the... you know what I mean?
Yes.
Right. So some men especially will not take their antihypertensives,
right,
because it affects their erection.
Mm. Right.
Right. Of course, there are variations in the antihypertensives,
yes,
but they will not take it because they have a match.
Mm. Right.
Please speak on this UEFA matter.
Well, you need to discuss with your doctor, because there, okay, are solutions to that.
Okay.
So you don't need to stop your antihypertensive just,
okay,
because you have a match to play.
So you should not miss that beat.
Yeah,
don't
because
miss that
the,
beat.
Yeah, the exactly. The medications may, you know, they affect the way the blood flows,
okay,
into the organ, but,
okay,
there are other medications that will improve that blood flow, and you have your
erection, you know, back.
Erection back.
Okay.
So you kill two birds with one stone.
Right. Okay. Those of you who are asking about the vouchers, yes, we've done a calibration, and you hear about it next week. Okay. I will not hide your.
Did you know that Byers Airport Subaru is the oldest Subaru retailer in the entire country, and we're conveniently located right by the airport. Start your journey today at columbussubaru.com. Byers Auto, driving the next generation of buyers.
Vouchers, I know. And when there's something to give away, they don't spare me at all. They forget that all this education is giveaway.
Yes.
We run out of time, but we can come back on some of the specifics, especially the complications that you see at critical care.
Okay.
But what would you just, in about 30 seconds each, like to leave us with?
You know, don't miss a beat. Rudyard Kipling said something about nations having passed away and left leaving no traces, and history gives the naked cause of it. One single simple reason in all cases: they fell because their peoples were not fit.
Mm-hmm.
So maintaining health, good health, mm-hmm, is very key to optimal cardiovascular health. You know, that's, I mean,
overall
baseline.
Health.
Yes.
Okay. Captain Amwa, what would you leave us with?
Okay.
Especially for those who find themselves in critical care.
Okay. So what I want to say is that don't miss a beat. Meaning that if you have been diagnosed already and you have the condition already, it is not a death sentence. Keep coming to us, or keep coming to the hospital.
Mm-hmm.
Get yourself checked, be screened in all aspects, mm-hmm, and we will find a solution to this menace.
Okay, you Ultimate Health. If you can't afford the gym, there are lots of exercise videos on YouTube. You can do it
in
your
comfort rooms,
of your,
yeah,
homes. Now I know, so thank you. And then there's something else about, please, can't too much self.